Sorry, one more try. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi. So I'm Christian Adams with KYRS Local News. Federica is right here. So we have some questions for you regarding Meals on Wheels.
Sounds good.
Just to interject, we are now speaking with Sarah from Meals on Wheels. We want to get her live on the air for a feature interview this week, discussing their work locally in the community, providing meals to the needy. And we're going to hear a little bit more from Sarah about all the work that they've done this week with the Thanksgiving holiday and, of course, the many obstacles that COVID has placed in the wonderful ways they found to work around that. So we have a little bit of a feature piece for you all listening this week. And Christian, we'll let you take it from there. And Sarah, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on. We're really excited.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
First, can you tell us a little bit about what Meals on Wheels does around Thanksgiving every year?
Yeah, so Thanksgiving for our seniors is a big time, especially this year. You know, a lot of them eat alone. They don't have somebody there to make a warm, fresh meal or a turkey. So every year we have partnered with Feed Thy Neighbor. They're another local nonprofit, and they come in and they bring volunteers, and they make a giant Thanksgiving feast the day of. I think last year there were 16 turkeys, and then we package them up in to-go boxes, and volunteers come and deliver them out to all the seniors that are on our list.
How many meals did you end up giving out this year?
This year, I believe the number was over 300. So I believe we did about 300 for our seniors, and then they delivered 150 to the homeless.
How does that compare to prior years? Did the COVID-19 pandemic or restrictions affect your output at all?
You know, it restricted, you know, some of the ways that we operated it. The numbers were up, I would say, generally on a whole. We're about 25% on increase across the board for everything. So there definitely were more people. Their volunteers were spaced out more so that it was socially distanced. And so it was definitely a learning curve for everything. But
yeah,
we were really grateful that we were able to make it happen.
How can we as a community help, whether volunteering or food or just monetary donations?
You know, we are always looking for volunteer drivers, especially right now. A lot of people are isolating for COVID, and so if anybody is interested in delivering, we have all the information on our website, and that's www.mowspokane.org. And on there, there's also information on our holiday giving program. Right now, we are doing a campaign to get all of our seniors Christmas gifts, and that's on our website, as well as monthly donations if you're interested in giving monthly.
So you do... do things around the Christmas or holiday season, right?
Yeah. So every Christmas, we get every single senior something on their wish list. We ask them,
okay.
I think we ask them in October, what they want for Christmas, and we do our very best to fulfill that need.
Okay. Would you say that drivers is your biggest need right now?
Definitely volunteers are always, they're probably one of our bigger needs. We couldn't do what we do without volunteers. They're the backbone to our organization. We go through, I think we use about 50 volunteers a day. So we have about 32 reps that go out, and some people like to go out with a friend or a partner. So we are always looking for volunteers. The other biggest one, of course, is donations. It only takes $5 to feed a senior for a day, and we're 100% privately funded.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Well, is there anything you'd like to say for people to hear?
You know, I think overall our message right now is just thank you to Spokane. During the last few months during COVID, the response has been great. Everyone's concerned about what's happening with their seniors. We've had volunteers. People have been donating items to gift them, PPE to keep them safe. So the last few months, the generosity of Spokane has been amazing, and we're very grateful to everyone.
Federica, do you have any questions?
No. I think that, let's see, we had a couple follow-up questions. We touched on all the major points. I would just like to hear a little bit about what your story is, how you started in Spokane, and maybe, you know, obviously we're at a higher time of need right now because of COVID. We, our communities are facing more challenges than normal because of the restrictions. But with that said, there's always a need. Even in, you know, normal times, there were Meals on Wheels was serving a purpose long before everything started. And I'm curious to hear what has shifted, like how have the changes that are occurring because of COVID impacted your organization and the work that you do, and what would you say is even when things go back to normal or close to as normal as possible, what can people do to continue to provide the support that is needed?
You know, those are great questions. Our organization started in Spokane in 1967. We have been serving seniors for over 50 years. We also have a senior center on our building. Mid-City Concerned Senior Center is part of our organization. And that's obviously been closed down since March for COVID. But that's another element of what we provide for our seniors. During COVID, it's been interesting, I guess, for us, for an organization, focusing back on the social aspect of things. That's mm-hmm. the main concern right now is how do we reach them since we can't go in their homes, since we can't have that contact. So finding ways to make an impact without that person-to-person touch has been a big change for an organization. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the things that we've done, such as we've delivered more bags full of gifts, a lot of cards from community people. Families have had their kids make little thinking of you craft items. Mm-hmm. Things like that will definitely carry forward and try to bring more to our seniors because that's made a huge impact.
That makes sense. Yeah, and what would you say has been the best way to overcome that obstacle as far as the social aspect? Of, you know, face-to-face interactions, and what can people do to make sure that the seniors that you're serving are still feeling connected to the community while, you know, the physical part of it is not really possible easily, but that they, you know, they know that people are thinking about them and finding ways for them to be connected with their loved ones and the community as a whole. Are there any specific tips?
Letters. They love letters. I think the younger generation, having them write a letter and reminding ourselves that importance of sitting down and taking that time to think about somebody else. And they, whenever they get letters, we get calls from them and they wanted to say thank you to everybody. We had one gentleman call saying thank you because he was just in a really low, depressed moment, and he got that letter, and instantly his day got better. Hmm. So it seems like such a simple thing, but it makes a huge impact. Cards, anything really, if you're sitting at home and have a spare moment, just writing a simple thinking of you note. And then we are open at our downtown office locations. People can drop off those letters or cards anytime.
Fantastic. All right, Sarah, thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. And, we wish you the best of luck continuing on into the holiday season, and encourage things to keep doing and keep persevering through all this and keep doing the work you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys so much for having us on today.
Thank you for your time, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you, guys. Have a good holiday.
You too.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.